Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I please speak with the person who requested this call back?
Oh, yes, this is she, Kathleen Majors.
All righty, ma'am, and how can I assist you today?
They wanted me to call you guys to reopen my case.
All righty, ma'am, and what is your Social Security number?
It's 405-13-7292.
All righty. And what was your name, ma'am?
Catherine Majors.
All right. And here we go. What is your date of birth?
August 16, 1979.
Okay, and do you have a driver's license?
Yes, sir.
What is that number?
It's 07-04-25-360.
Okay.
In, Georgia.
All right. In Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Katie Majors, but she got married Katie Stallings.
Okay, well, Majors, that's her maiden name, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, that's... Let it catch up to where we need to be, and we'll get going with it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. You said Georgia for that driver's license, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there we go. All right, and what is your race?
African American.
Okay. And what is your ethnicity? Is it Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Neither. Neither English.
Okay. And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
College.
How many years?
Two.
Two? All right. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
All right. Did you do you consider yourself disabled?
I'm trying to get on it, but yes, sir, I do.
All right. And let's see here. What is your residential address?
4000 Lauderdale Court. That's Mobile, Alabama, 36609.
Okay. And, there is no apartment number or lot number or anything with that address, correct?
No, sir.
Okay. And what was your occupation?
I work at Marshall Woman Associate.
Is that like retail?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And are you seeking work in your current, in your usual occupation?
Yes, sir.
All right. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
What that mean?
Are you a member of a union?
Oh, no.
Okay. Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
Oh, no, sir.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, I returned this Thursday coming up.
What is this Thursday?
It'll be the 11th.
11th? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And are you on a temporary layoff due to company vacation or scheduled company shutdown?
Oh, no, sir.
Okay. And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, sir.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, sir.
All right. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'd say at least 24, 25.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage that you'll accept?
12.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Is that my what?
Corporate officer for a business?
Mm-hmm. I can be, yes, sir.
Well, I mean, are you a corporate officer? Are you? Do you sit on a board of directors anywhere?
I'm not an officer.
Do what?
I heard you say corporate. I didn't hear you say officer.
Right. No, okay. Officer. And do you own a business?
I'm not, sir.
Do you work for yourself?
No, sir.
Okay. And are you currently working on commission or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay. And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st of 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
No, sir.
Okay. And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
You guys already sent me out a card.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. And who was your employer, did you say?
Marshalls.
Marshalls? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And ma'am, what is their phone number?
The number is 251-479-1544.
All right. And what city were you working in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. And when did you start work with them? What date?
The December the 18th.
Of what year?
2023.
Okay. And what was the last date that you worked?
Like I said, I worked with this Friday just passed, which is... The 5th. So that's that was the 5th.
July 5th?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the reason you're no longer working?
I'm still working with them. It's just they cut an hours back because this week I only got one day out of this week to work.
Okay. Let's see. So you're working part-time, right?
No, because they last couple of weeks they hit me over 37 hours. So that's not part-time, right?
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, they hit me like that, and then now they cut me this week. It's one day of this week. I'm like, okay, y'all doing that again. So yes, sir.
Okay. All right, and what's the name or title of the person who informed you of the hours changing?
Adrian, Blake, and Josh. They're all the managers. The managers did.
Okay.
Blake is over everybody. So Blake Wood.
Okay, Blake. And what is his job?
He's a store. I guess he's a store manager because he's over everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. And what date were you informed of this?
They've been informed us, but you know it wasn't been cutting down, so we start back cutting down. So that's why you know.
All right. What date did he tell you that?
I'm gonna say last week. Say last week.
Okay. What date?
July the first.
All right. And what was he specifically said that hours were going to be cut? You said.
Yes, because he said something about Marsha couldn't provide the hours. Some kind of stuff to do with dealing with Marsha.
Okay.
And then they, I'm like, okay, but y'all steady hiring people. That don't make sense.
Okay. And, well, you're not going to get any sick pay, vacation pay, or holiday pay, right? Since you're...
No,
right. Since you'll be working anyway. All right, now you certify that all of your answers are true and correct, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, now, you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
And you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. You agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. You agree?
Yes, sir.
All righty. All right. Now, the following instructions and phone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. And you must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. You must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. That's where you would go to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Okay, now an information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal. You just go where it says file weekly certification on the home page, or you can do it over the phone at 800-752-7389. Okay, your weekly certification can be made on Sunday from 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. And failure to file and complete a weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Okay, now your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, so we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. And also, since you are job attached and have an expected recall date to work, you are not required to make a work search, but must be available to return to work upon recall. Any changes in your recall status must be reported by calling our inquiry line at 800-361-4524. Okay? Okay. Now I am going to give you your confirmation number and your PIN number, okay?
Okay.
All right, now, your confirmation number will be 489.
Okay.
423.
Okay.
505. All right, now I'm going to give you your PIN number as well, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
And your PIN number is going to be 7292.
Okay.
All right. And we've got your unemployment claim all filed. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
You said you're going for the work, research to open up your claim. Well, do the status back up to Alabama work search?
You don't have to do a work search because you got a recall date back to work, but you have to call in Sunday through Friday to put in your weekly benefit. You just don't have to have three jobs to give them.
Okay. Can I also do that online?
You sure can. Okay. Yes, ma'am. You can. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir, because I know y'all be busy. So.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You can do it online or at that phone number I gave you, either one.
Okay. Thank you for your help today.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling the unemployment claims line, ma'am. And you have a nice day today.
You too.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.